Nolte, Black Activists in New York City Want Their Police Back. By John Nolte on July 15, 2020. A group of black activists are asking New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to take your handcuffs off of the police. Among other things, they're pleading with de Blasio to not sign a police reform bill into law and to bring back the anti-crime unit that was recently dissolved in response to the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots that launched in late June. The so-called reform bill slashes the NYPD budget by $1 billion, with a B, dollars. The anti-crime unit in question was a plainclothes unit of 600 officers who mingled with the general population to stop crime before it happened. Instead of reacting to violence, this unit was in operation to prevent it. By all accounts, it was very effective, and now it is gone. The results of caving to the left's domestic terror campaign have been as predictable as they have been catastrophic. Violence and shootings in the city PF New York have exploded over the past few weeks. Just this weekend, 35 people were shot in the city, including a baby, a one-year-old child. The weekend before saw shootings triple over the same weekend the year prior. The weekend before that one, shootings also tripled. And now some good citizens are asking for their police back. Several black community leaders gathered in Brooklyn on Tuesday and called upon the mayor, the city council, and clergy leaders to end violence ravaging their communities. The activists disparaged the police reforms proposed by city officials and accused them of urging anti-cop activists such as Black Lives Matter to dictate city policy. They called upon de Blasio not to sign the police reform bill that the city council just passed. The African American community is saying we don't want crime here. 95% of the people here are decent, law-abiding citizens, and the law is for the lawless. Bishop Gerald C. Brooks told reporters Tuesday following a spate of five shootings early Monday night in Canarsie. So, please, Mayor, take your handcuffs off of the police. Let them police with professionalism, respect, and courtesy. Unfortunately, these pleas will almost certainly fall on deaf ears, which is what happens when you vote for Democrats. Democrats like de Blasio are not reluctantly slashing police budgets, are not reluctantly hobbling and demoralizing the police. They are eager to do this, which is why they are using the 1,619 riots, the violence launched by the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, as an excuse, even though most of the rioters are outsiders who do not have to live in a city without effective policing. For obvious political reasons, Democrats embrace, celebrate, encourage, and cultivate this violence and chaos. It's a feature, not a bug. As I wrote just last month, just as this anti-police lunacy launched, the left's war on police is a deliberate and planned war against black people. The left despises the middle class, the bourgeois. We're too satisfied and complacent to vote for their radical and controlling ideas that history continues to prove a failure. And so, nothing destroys a population's ability to climb out of poverty and into the middle class more than burned-out neighborhoods, vacant storefronts, streets filled with violent criminals, and eunuchs for police. This system is put in place by design, to keep people down, to keep them from becoming a complacent member of the middle class. And if you care enough to take a good look around, to study past and present history, it is a system put in place by Democrats to keep the people who live in these predominantly black neighborhoods poor, angry, desperate, and huddled. At the risk of sounding snide, how many of these activists pleading with de Blasio to bring back the police are guilty of voting for de Blasio? You get what you vote for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.